This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then do something. It's really that simple. Then just simply do something. All right. Always a pleasure, as I said, I mean that sincerely, to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us, the time that you're as I say, involved, engaged, and really paying attention. I see it, you know, if you head over to the website, JoeMessina.com. You can join us in the chat room. As I always say, and I mean it so much, smarter people than I are in the chat room. So if you're bored by my conversation, take it up with them. Seriously. They keep me on my toes as well. Lots of good stuff happening. This is the guy that was going to take Trump behind the woodshed. Right? Remember all that? He's gonna take Trump behind the woodshed and do something. I don't know what he thought he was gonna do. But let's just take a couple of minutes in the opening here to hear Joe Biden try to deliver some remarks at a press conference at the White House, and this is the guy they were so worried that Donald Trump was going to start World War III, 4, and 5. That he was unstable. Now we're finding out today, too, and we'll talk about this a little later, how people in Trump's administration kept information from him. I mean, that's treasonous. You realize that? When you don't do what the president of these United States tells you to do, that's treason. So what should we do with them? You know, they want to kill Trump. They want to talk about how treasonous he is. And mostly because they flat out just don't like what he stands for. Don't like what he wants to do. So when do we start holding those generals accountable? That's what I want to know. When can we say that to them? You know what I mean. I'm not playing games here, speaking a different language. Can you imagine if any one of these guys that knew how to spell Trump kept this information from Obama? You guys would want them hung in a public session. No question about it. 855-REAL-JOE. You want to tell me I'm wrong? 855-732-55. You didn't trust them. So you weren't going to give him any more information you want. And they lied to him. They lied to him about pulling out of Afghanistan. They lied to him about some of the information that they had. I'll try to play this out. Let's see what we can get out of this thing.
Before I head to North Carolina, I wanted to speak a few moments about what's going on our college campuses here. We've all seen the images. And they put to the test two fundamental American principles. The first is the right to free speech and for people to peacefully assemble and make their voices heard. The second is the rule of law. Both must be upheld. We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard. In fact, peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But, neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail. Throughout our history, we've often faced moments like this because we are a big, diverse, free-thinking, and freedom-loving nation. In moments like this, there are always those who rush in to score political points. But this isn't a moment for politics. It's a moment for clarity. So let me be clear. Peaceful protest in America. Violent protest is not protected. Peaceful protest is. It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest. Threatening people, intimidating people, instilling fear in people is not peaceful protest. It's against the law. Dissent is essential to democracy, but dissent must never lead to disorder or to denying the rights of others so students can finish the semester and their college education. Look, it's basically a matter of fairness. It's a matter of what's right. There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. People have the right to get an education, the right to get a degree, the right to walk across the campus safely without fear of being attacked. But let's be clear about this as well. There should be no place on any campus, no place in America, for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students. There is no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans.
Haven't yet heard the Palestinian part of it. Haven't yet heard about what this pro-Palestinian movement is doing. Listen to his words carefully, and listen to what he doesn't say.
Americans are Palestinian Americans. It's simply wrong. There's no place for racism in America. It's all wrong. It's un-American. I understand.
He is correct, and he is true, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to go for a break, because capitalism is American, too. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with the Joe Mesina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I am back and ready to fight. Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I want you part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. We're listening to Joey B give a few words about what's going on and about peaceful protests. I'll give him credit because he's talking about, you know, we don't cater to violence, we don't this, we don't that, we're not going to tolerate A, B, C, and D. But I haven't yet heard him talk directly about the pro-Palestinians and what's happening there. Take a listen. Come on, you can do it. That's what I love about this. When the plan comes together, don't you? I can't stand it.
I understand people have strong feelings and deep convictions. In America, we respect the right and protect the right for them to express that. But it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law. You know, make no mistake. As president, I will always defend free speech. And I will always be just as strong as standing.
Well, if that's the case, why doesn't he step in on the, President Trump issue? Just saying.
Enough for the rule of law. That's my responsibility to you, the American people, and my obligation to the Constitution. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, have the protests forced you to reconsider?
This ought to be really good. Because now he's answering questions. I'm just assuming they're not out there. They haven't been put out there ahead of time, and Joey hasn't practiced them. So let's listen in. You tell me what you think.
Any of the policies with regard to the region?
No. Thank you.
Mr. President, do you think the National Guard should intervene?
No.
Mr. President, do you agree with what the students are calling for?
Mr. President, the
former... No. Then what do you do? You see, the National Guard should intervene. Should there be more police? You know, the first question was, have the protesters forced you to reconsider any of the policies? No. No explanation. No. Do you think the National Guard should intervene? No. And he just shuffles away. Right? No more conversation. That doesn't explain why. So when do you call out the National Guard? When do you, let the governors do it of those states. When do you take a stance and say, okay, no more. You're not going to ruin anything else. Some of these destroyers, rioters, some of them have actually made demands of the schools wanting bottled water, certain kinds of foods, facilities set up for them to use. It's like, yeah, no. No, first of all, if you're protesting something, you're giving up something, you're protesting. This isn't, what do you want us to bring you in? Beds with great mattresses and such? Are you nuts? After several days of silence, right, he hasn't said a word for a couple of days now. If you listen to him carefully, there wasn't clarity going on there, I'll put it that way. Right? The Hamas-supporting violent protesters on college campuses need to be called out for what they are. If they're supporting Hamas, which is what they're doing, look at the colors they're wearing. They're supporting terrorism. They are supporting anti-Semitism. They're supporting the murder of babies, the murder of young girls, the murder, rape of young girls. Are they that ignorant? Is that what our education system has done to these kids? And I blame some of it on the parents. Are you checking out what your kids are learning in these education systems? Do you care? It's your money, in most cases. Yeah, some of it's grant money. I get it. And again, Biden was supposed to just walk away afterward. It was very obvious. Biden said he'll always defend free speech in America. Well, unless, of course, you're a conservative pro-life Trump supporter, in which case, your speech is not free and it doesn't count. So again, I got to say to you, look around. Open your eyes. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You should read about Jefferson. Going and really trying to find out what was going on in the early formation of our country. when the Muslims, right, were taking our ships, well, ships, what little ships we had, okay, and they were enslaving our captains, our sailors. You should look into that. See what it was all about. And see what ultimately happened, which is why for decades, Muslims weren't allowed to take certain positions in this country. And not only did they ever get, I mean, you look at the John Kennedy when he ran. The biggest problem that a lot of people had with him was he was Catholic. And not that because he was religious, because you'll hear the left say that. It wasn't because he was religious at all. What it was they were afraid that he was going to be answerable to the Pope, and he was going to do what the Pope wanted him to do. Yeah. How'd that work out? George Washington's statues still covered in Palestinian terrorist rag. Yeah. And they don't even know it. I mean, the kids there, kids, they're going to call them kids because they're acting like kids. They don't even know it. They don't know what this stuff means. At George Washington University, it's just blocks from the White House, right? It's being desecrated by these communist Islamist revolutionaries. They took over the yard during a campus riot last week. Only now the Palestinian terrorists, right, they've got the, what is it called, the scarf that goes around their face, right? It's around George Washington's face. He looks like an Islamic terrorist. Look at him. On Wednesday, protesters surrounded Representative Lorraine Bobbitt's when she tried to remove the Palestinian flag from George Washington's statue and prevented her from removing... Where are the other GOP members? Where are the police to help protect her? Was that illegal or something? Oh, it's just a statue. It's not a big deal. Okay, whatever. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. This month, former President Trump will address the Libertarian Party's convention in Washington, D.C. That's been confirmed by his campaign. Trump aims to address concerns voiced by its members. In a statement, Trump praised libertarians as some of the most independent and thoughtful thinkers in our country. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses. Thursday morning, L.A. police cleared an encampment on UCLA's campus, resulting in the arrest of over 100 people. Columbia University has announced that all classes and finals will be conducted remotely for the remainder of the school year. Southwest Airlines will offer $75 travel vouchers for certain cancellations and delays as mandated by the U.S. Transportation Department following the 2022 holiday meltdown. Passengers can claim a Southwest Love voucher if their flight is canceled or delayed within a week of departure, or if they arrive 3 or more hours later than planned. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We're talking about what's going on in college campuses all across the country. We've allowed this to happen, people. You've allowed it to happen. You send your kids to these schools, you spend mega bucks there. And then you see things like this happen, you go, boy, how did that happen? Why? Because you weren't paying attention. And as long as you send your kids there, and as long as they keep putting money into school, I mean, I love it. This is some of the most prominent Jews in the country who were giving money to Harvard and Yale and some of these other schools that have allowed this, Columbia, they've stopped. They have just stopped giving their money. And it's about time. I mean, if you're Jewish, and you've done well in this country, what have you. Some of you have decided to give back to these schools, maybe places that you've been to, that you went to college. I get it. You're allowed to do whatever you want to do with your money. But why give money? Why support organizations that hate you? I said it the other day, and I meant it. It's like taking your executioner out to dinner before it happens. Really? It makes no sense. You know, 6 Republican members of the House of Representatives Oversight Committee, they visited the pro-Palestinian encampment in the university yard at George Washington University. They called on D.C. to arrest these protesters. Right? The ones that were doing damage. James Comer, Representative Lauren Boebert, Anna Paulina Luna, William Timmons, Byron Donalds, and Eric Burlinson. They met with the GW officials, walked through the encampment, then held a press conference on 8th Street where they wanted to know, where is Mayor Muriel Bowser? Where's the local police department? They rejected GW's request to clear the encampment. They won't come on campus and do it. It's just amazing, right? There were students from 8 D.C. universities, including George Washington University, afraid to go anywhere in there. So, you know, and then when Boebert tries to remove the Palestinian flag wrapped around George Washington, they start to attack her. Where are the police? Where's the support? Where's the help? All right? Stop funding them. take the money away. You can't, I don't give you this freedom of speech garbage. Again, the, if you really go look and understand what freedom of speech was all about, it wasn't to be able to walk up and start swearing at a cop. I mean, not that you should be arrested for doing such, but that wasn't the mindset of our founding fathers. You know what the mindset was? Was to do exactly what this government, this administration doesn't want you to do. The mindset was that you could, you know, just swear at the government if you wanted to. You wanted to write articles against the government, how bad they were, what pieces of garbage they were, how you thought they were thieves or embezzlers or whatever, and not go to jail for it. Not be shot in the head, not be hung from, in the city square for criticizing the government. And now what happens? And it started under Obama big time. If you go ahead and criticize the White House or the president, now what? Under Obama, you were a racist. What is it under Joey B? Are you an ageist? I mean, seriously. You get punished. You get IRS audits. You get all kinds of fun stuff going on in your life if you come against this administration. See, the First Amendment was supposed to protect you from that. Think about it. That's why. It was supposed to protect you from all of this. But if we don't, you know, God, I wish I had the time to play it. You know, I mean, seriously. Supreme Court Justice Scalise, I got hooked on some of these forums that he had done, that he went out and spoke to groups. And he talked about how sacred the Constitution was and why. Because it was a truly we the people document. It was truly a document that gave the people power over the government. That the government was never to over, you know, to be over or to be oppressive of its people. And to only allow them to have so much power. It limited their power. Didn't give them unlimited power. It limited their power based on us, we the people. This is why they hate it. And right now, the government doesn't care about the Constitution. That's what he kept saying. He kept saying, look, if we don't see it as sacred, if we don't enforce it, if we don't use it in our everyday lives, this is useless. Just totally useless. And I don't know what to say. And part of it is exactly what we talked about earlier with Zoe. When you have a situation, right, like we have now, where you've got people that are ignorant to what the Constitution says, ignorant to what their rights are, and it's not just their rights, they're ignorant to what my rights are, even though they don't agree with me. There's a lot of stuff I don't agree with Democrats, and I mean a lot, but you know what? They have a right to say it. They have a right to be, in my eyes, ignorant. I don't want them to go to jail for it. I don't want them to go to jail for criticizing Trump or me or people like me. It's not hate speech not to agree with me. It's not hate speech not to want to do what I want to do. So, you know, and again, here's Joe Biden. Lying about the economy. Lying about the state of the country. Do I want him to go to jail for that? No. Nope. Let him keep speaking. Works out better for us. And I mean it. Works out better for us. Take a listen.
And guess what? The plan we put in place is beginning to work. We've created a record 15 million jobs since I came to office. Well, then, President, 15 million.
Don't think so, Joe. Seriously. I love the government. I mean, really, I don't even know how they come up with this stuff. And I don't know how he says it was such a straight face. That's got it. That's good. That, you know, that takes, that's real talent. Let me tell you what. Right? 855 Real Joe. 85. Yeah, I can do that one too. I'm going to do that one also. Hold on. This is great. Take a listen.
referred to as PFAS. P-FAS-.
What the heck was that? Oh, yeah, I blew that one, didn't I? So we've created a record 15 million jobs. This is according to Biden. This is a lie. The vast majority of the jobs were people going back to work after Democrats shut down the businesses during COVID, after they shut down major cities, after they forbade you to go to work or even leave your house in some cases. Furthermore, if you look at the if you truly look at where the jobs have gone, the majority of those jobs went to, after post-COVID, have gone to foreign-born workers. This includes illegal aliens. And don't sit there and tell me, no, you can't do that, because we're doing it. Or it is being done. Right? He also read the teleprompter instructions out loud, which is great. It's okay. You know, after Biden wrapped up his remarks, he turned around and he shouted, don't jump, before shuffling away. What does that mean? Oh, you know what it means. It was on the teleprompter. So this is that little jumpy thing he does when he turns around. You got to write that in the teleprompter. Teleprompter, that's an issue. So don't tell me he's all together. At least be honest about it. You hate Trump. You hate Republicans. You're willing to put up with Biden. Right? And when he went to, when he go to North Carolina to deliver those remarks, the economy's in the dumpster. Americans are suffering. The funny thing, you can say whatever you want on TV. You can say whatever you want, thinking everybody's believing you, and the 60 people that you put in the room to applaud for you. But Americans know when they go to the gas station, chronic unemployment, inflation, people are still losing their jobs, especially here in California. Right? They know. They see what's happening. 7.5% mortgage rates. I'm sorry. Hello? Anybody home? If you're embracing all this stuff, vote for him again. And you'll get what you voted for, that's for sure. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick.
This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be truly part of the solution. Always appreciate, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being, you know, part of the conversation. Really that simple. And you can find us at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Send me an email if you want to talk or if you want me to ask a question, answer a question, what have you. joemessina.com, joemessina.com. It ain't that hard, seriously. All right. Where was I? What was I doing? What was I thinking about doing? Let's see. we were talking about Joe Biden. We're always talking about Joe Biden. And how he said he created 15 million jobs. That's just great. You know, they never give you the details, God forbid. But ask for them. You notice that the reporters around him never ask either. They're not interested. If you break down the numbers, you're going to be surprised. We had the same problem under Obama at one point in time. When he kept talking about how the unemployment rate was dropping, but people weren't working. They were still struggling. Foreclosures were still up. Credit card defaults were still up. What are you going to say? Oh, just is what it is. No, what we found out was a lot of people were jumping off of unemployment because it was running out and going over to disability. Those numbers were rising like crazy during Obama's administration. It's just amazing. And now you're looking at Joey B., who's claiming that he made all these jobs or created all these jobs. Good luck. I don't know who's buying it. Another whistleblower connected to the... These stories give me the creepies. Because I kind of believe this would happen. Again, understand that I didn't grow up in a little white Anglo-Saxon Protestant neighborhood. I grew up in the streets of Boston. Okay, in the 70s, when the mafia was very, very prevalent in day-to-day business. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, this stuff is crazy. No, because people disappeared in my community on a regular basis, especially when they knew too much and were going to go speak to the wrong people. So this is not far-fetched. Especially now where we have less and less and less people, or less people believing in a higher power, believing in God, believing that God has plans and rules. So to wipe out another human being to keep yourself safe is no big deal. Now, another whistleblower connected to the Boeing tragedy, well, he's passed away. Joshua Dean, a former quality auditor at Boeing, a supplier of Boeing's Spirit Aerosystems, he died early Tuesday morning after battling a sudden rapid infection. Let me read that again because I went a little fast. He died suddenly Tuesday morning after battling a sudden rapid infection. His death comes less than 2 months after the death of John Barnett, another whistleblower. John's death was also under mysterious circumstances. Joshua Dean, known affectionately as Josh, was a prominent figure in raising alarms over alleged safety issues within Boeing 737 MAX production line. Well, that's dangerous. Obviously unhealthy, too. According to reports by Seattle Times, Dean succumbed to a fast-spreading infection that led to multiple complications, ending his life at the age of 45. He was a resident of Wichita, Kansas, where Spirit Aerosystems is based. Now, according to his medical records, he was very much in good health. Nothing to worry about here. Isn't that funny? Come on. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's a problem. Come on. I mean, think about it. His aunt said that Dean became ill and went to the hospital because he was having trouble breathing just over 2 weeks ago. He was incubated, developed pneumonia, and then a serious bacterial infection. But he was in the hospital. Weren't they taking good care of him? His condition deteriorated rapidly. He was airlifted from Wichita to a hospital in Oklahoma City. There he was put on the ECMO machine, which circulates and oxygenates the patient's blood outside the body, taking over heart and lung functions when the patient's organs don't work on their own. Now, his mom posted a message Friday on Facebook relating all those details and saying that Dean was fighting for his life. He was heavily sedated, put on dialysis, indicated he had suffered a stroke. By the end of the doctors were considering amputating both hands, both feet. It was brutal what he went through and heartbreaking. It's just interesting. Now, Dean was alleging, or had put forward allegations, of serious misconduct within Spirit's leadership regarding the manufacturing of 737 MAX, were a cornerstone of his whistleblowing activities. He was terminated by Spirit in April of 2023. He filed a Department of Labor complaint suggesting his dismissal was retaliation for voicing his aviation safety concerns. Now, Dean said to NPR in February that his dismissal was a tactic to intimidate others, considering telling on the company. Now, the situation is really serious because Dean died soon after John Barnett, another Boeing whistleblower, who died under mysterious circumstances. Barnett's death, which the Charleston County Coroner's Office suggests was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Yeah, he was suicidal, apparently. Oh, but only he knew that. John Barnett had told a close friend days before his untimely death, does anything happen to him, it won't be suicide. Wow. Seems to be a rash of that going on, doesn't it? Suicide that wasn't seen before? Now, on the Gateway Pundit site, they reported that Barnett was found dead from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound inside his car at a hotel parking lot. Now, they found him shortly, and I mean shortly, after he testified against the aerospace company. Barnett had accused Boeing of neglecting safety concerns and retaliating against him for his disclosures. Now, the 62-year-old man had a 32-year-old tenure with the company until his retirement in 17, died on March 9th during a break from the depositions. They knew he knew too much. Right? Charleston police were investigating after Barnett was found in his truck suffering from a gunshot wound. Suicide note was reportedly found next to the Boeing whistleblower, John Barnett. His lawyers are questioning whether he took his own life or not. Wouldn't you? Here he is, thinking he's doing something good. He goes in. He's doing a deposition. No signs of suicide before that. Right? Barnett's lawyers are asking for a thorough probe because they don't believe that he committed suicide. John was in the midst of a deposition in his whistleblower case, which finally was nearing the end. Now, this was according to an interview in the New York Post. He was in very good spirits, really looking forward to putting his this phase of his life behind him and moving on. He wanted to do the testimony, and then he wanted to move on with his life. Apparently, they weren't willing to let that happen. Just amazing. This is the reason people don't come forward. They're petrified. And again, I'm going to go back to the way I grew up. This was not uncommon for people to be found dead or found missing. And you know what I mean by that. Right? Because they knew too much of what was going on locally. Not good. Not healthy. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5560. You know what? Donald Trump was at it again. Brought himself, became a pizza delivery guy. So he brought a bunch of pizzas to New York firefighters after a long day. I mean, think about this. He's in court all day long. Joey B would have had to go for a nap. He's in court all day long listening to all this garbage being thrown at him. And even CNN and other news outlets are listening to this and coming back, doing a debriefing, going, wow, okay, we got a problem here. I've learned through all this that Alvin Bragg, he didn't want to do this. Did you know that? He passed on this once already. And there were a whole bunch of progressives that ran for this seat. And then George Soros got behind him. Okay, George Soros' organization. And all of a sudden, he had more money than he knew what to do with. Soros did. I mean, not Soros, Bragg. And they were in the middle of running, now this is a Soros campaign, they were in the middle of running, independent expenditures, doing advertisements for him, buying like Facebook and, internet time. And all of a sudden, there was a story about Alvin Bragg doing unthinkable things to a young girl in college. And it was so bad, they were so worried about it, all of a sudden that money dried up for him. If it was that bad that Soros walked away from him, I wonder who's holding what over his head now. Joe Basile, your host, don't go far, a lot more coming up in the next hour. Yeah, I got a lot more to unload. We'll be back in a little bit. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Right now.